Entertainment Radio on the go. This is E-Radio.
Wellness Wednesday on E-Radio, and today we are talking again to Lo on the lowdown on mental health, discussing self-worth. Lo, how are you doing?
Good, thank you, and you?
Very, very good, thank you, and always nice to talk to you. How's your week been so far?
Listen, it's always a thing for me. I had to start thinking about this during lockdown because, you know, as Afrikaans guy, and I'm sure just plain in South African culture as well, when someone says, how's your week been or how's it going, we are almost like brainwashed and customized to go, no, good, thanks, and yours. So I had to actually start thinking about how it actually is. So I would say, like, on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm at a solid 7. Like, it's been good, but definitely still challenging. So
yeah,
we are pushing through.
Okay, I'm also giving mine a 7, so I think that's a good one. And yeah, that is an Afrikaanse ding, daai wat jy nou sê. Dis net soos om vir 'n vrou te sê tannie. En dan kom jy in die moeilikheid.
Ja, nee.
Dis ingebou, maar dit is hoe het is. Dis goeie maniere. Ons doen het so.
Jy sien, maar nou saam met die goeie maniere moet ons ook term net bykie. My pa sê altyd, as jy jou hart volg, moet jy jou brein saamvat. So ek wil hom amper so andersom sê, as jy nou jou brein volg vir al hierdie ingeleerde patrone, dan moet jy jou hart saamvat om te voel ook, hoe voel jy oor die dinge wat jy so geprogrammeer is om te sê.
Dit is baie, baie waar. But self-worth is what you're going to talk about today, Lo. That's a very interesting topic.
It is. And you know what, with self-worth again, I think we have such a beautiful culture in South Africa where we always put everyone else first and we put others' needs in front of our own. We are, when it comes to hospitality, when it comes to cultural experiences, when it comes to showing people the Rainbow Nation and Ubuntu, you know, I am because we are, and all those beautiful things that are wonderful things to live by, but by doing them, we often forget our own happiness and our own worth, and we compromise this worth because we do not see that beauty in ourselves. En dis nou waar het moeilik raak, want jy weet, in ons kultuur is ons nou baie gefokus nou met December wat naby kom. Jy weet, almal wil die beach body is. So we have self-esteem and self-love and self-respect and all these beautiful things that get pushed on us in ad campaigns and on Instagram, and it's self-care and self-control and al daai self alles. But self-worth means that you know you are greater than all those feelings, because self-esteem, self-control, self-care, all of those things are tied to how you feel inside. Self-worth is saying that even on my days where I'm down, even on my days where my self-esteem is not where it needs to be, even on the days where I'm not caring for myself like I ought to, I am still worthy, I am still valued, I am still lovable, and most importantly, I'm still necessary. Ek moet nog steeds hier wees. Even when it feels like I don't belong here, even when it feels I shouldn't be here anymore, self-worth means that you know it's a necessity for you to be here, even when you don't want to.
And how do we, so it's all about loving yourself as well, which is very important.
Absolutely, yeah.
How do you love yourself?
And, you know what the funny thing is we find it so easy to love everyone else, and we are fixers. We want to fix everyone and be everything for everyone, but loving ourselves is so difficult because we sometimes take that focus and energy that's supposed to go into loving ourselves, and because we're so scared to do it for ourselves, we do it for everyone around us. So loving yourself starts with showing up for yourself, and showing up for yourself is a very broad term. For you, it can be a micro goal of simply getting out the bed on a day that you feel like you would rather stay in bed, to do what you can with what you have and where you are, to look after your health, and to plan as best as you can so that it eliminates stress from your day. Because what we need to do is everything that we would do for everyone else, we need to start doing for ourselves. And to answer your question, maybe a little bit easier or an easier method to go about learning how to love yourself is to remember that so many of our emotional states are formed before the age of 6 years old. So all the trauma en drama en al daai goed word gevorm teen die ouderdom van 6 jaar oud. And for some people, depending on the emotional intelligence, it can go all the way up to 10 years. But between the ages of, let's say, 6 minimum and 10 maximum, your feelings are formed. So when you do something wrong, it's so easy to look in the mirror and go, oh, I'm worthless, or I'm fat. Oh, look at this wrinkle. Look at this spot. Look at this dot. Mm. Jy weet, al hierdie rek merk. It's so easy to look for all the faults. What we need to remember is that there is a 6-year-old child or a 10-year-old child staring back at us in that mirror. So loving yourself starts with speaking to yourself with the kindness you would show a 6-year-old or a 10-year-old. If ek het al so baie keer gehoor, as iemand 'n glas laat val, dan or someone misses a business opportunity, or someone drives in front of them, then suddenly their whole day is a total wreck, and they're so stupid, and they are so worthless, and everything's just going wrong always. But if a 6-year-old broke a glass, if a 6-year-old was saying, yes, I'm fat, if a 6-year-old was saying, I'm unworthy, how would we respond to that child? We would immediately, I would hope that if you're a good human, you would immediately tell that child, no, you are worthy, you are so loved, you are beautiful. And we don't do that with ourselves, forgetting that we are the 6-year-old child. We are that person who's stuck in an emotional state of a 10-year-old body. So that's, I think, the first step of loving yourself, is to acknowledge that your inner child needs that healing and needs that approval to be loved.
So do you love yourself, Lo?
Look, I'm on a self-love journey, and it's not easy. There are days where I am absolutely convinced I've got this, I'm doing this. And then, of course, there are more difficult days where you go, you're not feeling it. But I think that's also the beautiful part of this journey. And I call it a journey because it's not a destination that you reach and you go, oh, I made it. I am now self-love. I am peace. I am joy. It's a constant battle, because you have to take the learned behavior of 20, 30, 40 years where you had these negative connotations about yourself, and now reinforce them with positive beliefs, change the language you use to speak to yourself. And that takes time. It's not something, if you spend 20 years criticizing yourself, then you better know you're going to have to spend another 20 years validating yourself before you're going to actually believe it.
Somebody once said to me as well that watch what you say to yourself, you know, even if you don't say it out loud inside your head, watch what you're saying to yourself, because later on, you know, you kind of believe it, and other people, they will tell you that, you know, they will tell you, no, are you crazy?
Yes. It comes back to that old saying that thoughts form actions, and actions form habits, and that habits become a lifestyle. So if you constantly have negative thoughts towards yourself, it's going to show in your lifestyle, it's going to show in your relationships, it's going to show in your friendships, and eventually it's going to show up in every state of your life, financially, emotionally, even intellectually. You will feel as if you are not worthy.
They say you can't love somebody else unless you love yourself. Do you agree with that statement?
So true, so true. And that's why I said in the beginning of this interview that it's so easy for us to forgive other people, so easy to look past their faults, but we are our own worst critics when it comes to self-love. And self-worth is that little thing, or that, if I can call it a person, self-worth is that person that reminds us that we need to be our own heroes. We need to love ourselves if we want to have a full cup to pour from. If we want better relationships, if we want more love, we actually have to start by giving it to ourselves first. Because if you're not feeling your best, and if your energy tank and your love tank is not full, you won't have anything else to give to anyone around you. So that has to start with you.
And Lo, how do you think social media is affecting our self-worth? You know, if we see all these perfect bodies, and most of them have been shot through a filter and all that kind of stuff, except for yours. How do you...
No, trust me, there's Photoshop in mine as well.
No. How do you still love yourself if you see all these beautiful people on Instagram every day?
I always say comparison is the death of happiness. Mm. You have to realize that no one has your biological makeup, and no one has your gifts, your talents, your voice. And the moment you start comparing yourself to these Instagram models or people who look as if they have everything together, the more and more it's going to affect your own beliefs about yourself. Because what we so often forget is we look at the outer image and we go, oh, that person is so beautiful. They have it all figured out. Mm. We forget that they also have struggles. Money can't make you happy. I always say my biggest wake-up call with my weight loss journey was, in my mind, I thought that if I lose a ton of weight and my goal was to get to 6% body fat so that I can one day compete in a fitness competition. And I was so, so unhappy when I was at 6% body fat, not because there was anything wrong with me, just because that didn't feel good enough, because I still didn't love myself.
Sure.
So if you can learn to love yourself when you are big, when you are imperfect, when you are on your worst, then only will you be able to love yourself when you are at your best. Because otherwise, you're going to travel that entire journey of transformation. You're going to reach the destination and you're going to say, oh, what now? Because you still don't love yourself. You still haven't taken that journey to heal the inner child that was bullied and not enough and unworthy of love. So, stop comparing and start working on your own happiness, and realize that you are running your own race. It's that thing that if you constantly look over your shoulder, you're never going to see the finish line ahead of you.
Mm.
So you can't compare yourself to who's running the race with you.
So true. Lo, thank you so much. You're such an inspiration. How can we follow you on social media?
So the best would be my Facebook page is Lo Breitenbach 02. I post a lot of mental health stuff on there. And then, of course, on Instagram, it's also Lo Breitenbach 02. Or they can follow motivational quotes on the Lowdown Quote on Instagram.
And then sometimes you do Instagram live videos as well. Is that also about mental health? Is there a specific time you do those?
Yes. So we've got a Lowdown on Mental Health every Friday at 5 p.m. It's the live at 5. So that's on Instagram on my main channel, Lo Breitenbach 02. And every week there's a different topic. And if people have questions, they can ask them in real time and hopefully get some answers so that we can break the silence around mental health.
Awesome. I must remember to join you this Friday at 5 o'clock. Lo, thank you so much as always. And next week, I'm really looking forward to next week, setting healthy boundaries and saying no. So looking forward to that. We'll talk about that next Wednesday. Looking forward to that one next Wednesday at 2:30 here on eRadio. Lo, enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.